Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Beis in Meseches Beitza. It is the 626th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up on the bottom of Yud Aleph on the Beis, continuing the halachos of closing the shutters on Yom Tov and the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to that issue. Then, and this is the chief focus of daf Yud Beis, we are going to have one of the most important Mishnayos, and for that matter, Gemaras and Tosfos as well, in regards to the halachos of which malachos one can do on Yom Tov. We're also going to have one of the most important rules in Hilchos Yom Tov, and that is mitoch shehutra letzarech, hutra nami shelo letzarech, that once the malacha was permitted for needs of ochel nefesh, then it could very well be that in many instances it'll be mutter to do that malacha. An example of that would be carrying on Yom Tov. Since it is mutter to carry the tzarech ochel nefesh, even if it's not exactly ochel nefesh, then it will be mutter as well. That will be the occupation of the Gemara, Rashi Tosis, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. On Yud Beis Amud Beis, we will deal with the halachos of bringing the challah and matanos to the Kohen, whether that could be done on Yom Tov. And finally, the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis is going to deal with the halachos of molum melilos, which are a very important set of halachos when discussing the halachos of Dosh, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Let's pick up seven lines from the bottom, Yud Aleph and Beis, where we left off yesterday. Masnisen deloy kahaitana. First word on the line is ninu. Our Mishnah is not consistent with the following Tana. What's our Mishnah? On the top of the Yomud, we had learned that Beis Hillel says that one is allowed to close the trisim, while Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to remove them, you're not allowed to open that up. The Sanya, there's a brisa that's against it. Amr Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar reported the distinction between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel differently. Moedim Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, both of them agree, Shemisalkin es HaTrisim B'Yomtif, unlike what we had in our Mishnah where we had Beis Shammai saying that you're not allowed to open the shutters, to remove the shutters on Yom Tov. Here, Beis Shammai says you're allowed. Lo nechleku ela lahachzir. But putting them back is the problem. Beis Shammai omrim ein machzirin, Beis Hillel omrim machzirin. That's a different version than our Mishnah. Adds the Braisa, b'medvar amurim b'sheyesh lan tzir. The only time also there is a question is if they're put on hinges. If they're put on hinges, Rashi explains three lines from the bottom, it resembles bone, because you're taking something and attaching it to something else. Hence, it resembles bone. And there you have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When it's dome le bone, there are times l'tzarech Yom Tov we're going to be matir. However, if there is no hinges, so then in such a case, even Beis Shammai will hold that it's mutter. That's the opinion of the Braisa. V'ha Tanya, asks Gemara, but there's another Braisa, b'med var ma'amur b'shein l'ansir, avliyesha l'ansir d'ri akol asur, that there's a Braisa that says that Beis Hillel holds its usur if there are hinges. Not that Beis Shammai is makel where there are no hinges, but Beis Shammai is always machmir, and Beis Hillel is also machmir when there's hinges, question mark. Amar Abaye, no, that's not a contradiction. Bishyesh len tzir min hatzad, if there are hinges from the side, divya kol usur, then Beis Shammai will agree it's usur because that's already doma to bone, that you're building a door. If there aren't any hinges, that you're not really attaching it in a hinge-like process, everybody holds its mutter. If there are hinges in the middle. In the Masifta Gemaras, they have a nice picture of it, but it's quite easy to visualize. Think of a cabinet, and a cabinet that has a hinge in the middle of the cabinet, as opposed to, in other words, it's attached, the door is attached to the cabinet at the middle of the door. Middle, in other words, if you're making a horizontal, a vertical line down, halfway through that line, as opposed to, in general, if there are two hinges, usually there's a hinge on the top and a top on the bottom. If there's a hinge on the top and bottom, so that's when we said that everybody holds its osur. That's called Minatzad. However, b'sheishlan keep pligi b'sheishlan tzir be'emtzar onto you beizam. And af masav gavzrinan tzir be'emtzar atu tzir minatzad. That the issue is that if you're going to permit him to put on the tzir be'emtzar, he'll come to do it on the tzad as well. Umar savar lo garzin, and the other man, the Omar, does not make that gezera. This is behind the issue behind the machlokis, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the opinion of the Braisa, the opinion of our Mishnah, and according to the Braisas, there is an issue of bone, even according to Beis Hillel, if one has a hinge on the top and the bottom, because it's doyme leboyne, and that would be asur. Let's Beis Hashem begin the new Mishnah on Yubayz Amid Aleph. That Mishnah is an introduction to Melechas Yom Tov. We really have not gotten involved in our Masechta with Melechas Yom Tov. Beis Hashem, a nominee for the halacha from the Daily Daf would be the parameters of Melechas Yom Tov. Emir Tzah Hashem, in a few days, we're recording this in Tav Shinai in Dalet, in Nisan. A few days we'll be Zocha to go out of Mitzrayim together, and we will have a Yom Tov. And these are the basic set of rules in regards to what is permissible. Torah Kedoshah tells us in Parshas Bo, Ach Asher Yechol L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yosel Lechem, that Ochel Nefesh, even though the Torah says Malach is prohibited, like on Shabbos, to prepare food is going to be permissible. Let's begin, Be'ezer Hashem, the first Mishnah that relates to these halachas. Be'ezer Shammai Oimim, Eimot Tzien Lo'yis HaKotam V'lo'yis Lulav, V'lo'yis Sefer Torah L'Rushas HaRabim, Be'ez Hillel Matirim. Be'ezer Shammai and Be'ez Hillel deal with the following issue. Because the Torah Kedoshah is Matir, Malachos that are necessary for Ochel Nefesh, both Be'ez Shammai and Be'ez Hillel agree you're allowed to carry food outside on Yom Tov. However, the question is whether that allows us to do other things that are Litzarech Yom Tov as well, vis-a-vis carrying. That is the concept of Mitoich Shehutra Litzarech Hutra Nami Shaloi Litzarech. Once a Torah was Matir Litzarech Ochel Nefesh, so then one is allowed to do it Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. Some people make a mistake, and they think that Shalol Litzarech means Shalol Litzarech Yom Tov. That's wrong. The halacha is that it's Mutter Litzarech Ochel Nefesh, and according to Beis Hillel, as the Gemara will develop, but it does have to be some type of need for Yom Tov. That's a reason why it's a shaila for a person to carry out a machzor on the first day of Yom Tov, if it's already close to Shkia, if he's only going to need it for the next day. Because if it's shalol letzarech hosa yom, so then that would be a potential problem of Hotza. Let's Beis Hashem begin the Gemara four lines in Yud Beis Amnav. Tani Tana Kamei Du Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. They taught in front of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Hashoichet Eilos Nedova B'Yomtif Loike. The halacha is that if one slaughters a Nedova on Yomtov, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, then the halacha is he gets Malkus. Of course, Rashi points out that the emphasis of Olas Nedava is in contrast to Olas Chayves Hayon. Those things that the Torah mandates they have to bring that day, so then that's mutter to do. However, what happens if you have Kachim, but it's a Nedava? A Nedava, he gives a donation to bring a carbon Ola, that could be brought today, could be brought tomorrow. In contrast, of course, let's say the Olas Hatamid that has to be brought today. If he slaughters it, on Yom Tov, he gets Malkus according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Who's a follow? Beis Shammai. It seems to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai that we are introduced to in our Mishnah. And that is that Beis Shammai had said that one is not allowed to carry out those things on Yom Tov because the Amri lo Amrinim tel shutra hotzal litzarech utra nami shalol litzarech. That we don't say that just because to carry food on Yom Tov outside, and the Surei Melacha of Shabbos do not apply when it's Litzarech Ochel Nefesh, so too, Beis Hillel argue, Mitoch Shutra Litzarech Utra Nami Shalol Litzarech, even if it's not necessary for Ochel Nefesh, but if it's Litzarech Yom Tov, it will be permissible. However, Beis Shammai disagree. De'i Beis Hillel, because if it will be following Beis Hillel, Amri Mitoch Shutra Litzarech Utra Nami Shalol Litzarech, Hachanami, and here too we should say, Mitoch Shutra Shchita Litzarech, since you're allowed to do Shchita Litzarech Ochel Nefesh and Litzarech Avodas Beis Hamikdash, Hotra Nami Shalol Litzarech. So for that reason as well, it should be permissible to shecht the Olos Nedava on Yom Tov. The fact that it's prohibited seems to indicate that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is following the opinion of Beis Shammai. Asks the Gemara, Maskifla Rabba, Mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Baha Pligi. How do you know that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah are arguing about this issue? Maybe the issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not an issue of whether we say Mitoch Shutra Litzarech Hotra Nami Shalol Litzarech. Rather, another issue. Dilma Be'erav HaHotza L'Shabbos Ve'ein Erav HaHotza L'Yom Tov. Kamiflagi. The issue is whether Hotzah applies on Yom Tov, the prohibition of carrying outside Merushus HaYach L'Rishus HaRabim, for that matter, Mavir Merushus L'Rishus, and Havara Dalet Amis Merushus HaRabim, whether that applies on Yom Tov as well. Mar Savar Erev Hotzah L'Shabbos V'Erev Hotzah L'Yom Tov, that just as it applies on Shabbos, it also applies on Yom Tov. And if there's a Isser of Hotzah, there's also a requirement of Erev. Umar Savar Erev Hotzah L'Shabbos V'Ein Erev Hotzah L'Yom Tov. Why? Kidichziv, because the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, V'losotziu matza mi batechem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry out from your house on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel would deduce, b'Shabbos in b'Yom Tov lo, that the prohibition of carrying is specifically on Shabbos and not in regards to Yom Tov. Tosas at the end of Dimar Maskel Dilma, as well as the Rajba, point out that Hotzah is fundamentally different than all the other malachas, because the Gemara in Shabbos, in the beginning of the Maseches, points out that Hotzah is a malacha gerua. That really, according to Tosas there, Hotzah is different than all other malachos because there isn't a change in the object. And if we have a Xeris HaKosu that says that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov, the first thing that we would assume is that Hotzah, which is a malacha gerua, does not apply to Yom Tov. That's how Tosas learns. Maskif la Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks on Rabba's suggestion. Rabba's suggestion was that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not arguing about whether we say mitoch shutra l'tzarech utra na mishalo l'tzarech, but rather they're arguing about whether there's an Isser Hotzah altogether on Yom Tov, that Beis Hillel will hold that there is no Isser of Hotzah. Maskif la Rav Yosef, elemiata, according to this, liflagu ba'avonim. There should be also an issue in regards to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if this would be so, in regards to the Isser of Tiltul of Avonim. Rashi explains, and this is spelled out by the Ravid in Hilchos Shabbos as well, in Halacha L'Maisa, that the reason why Muksa is Aser B'Tiltul is because you might come to carry out. So you'll become to violate the Isser of Hotzah. If, however, there is no Isser of Hotzah, then Muksa should be permissible. Obviously, there are a lot of implications from this statement. The Prima Gadim in the beginning of Simin Shin Ches claims that this reason is not Shaykh Halacha L'Maisa, and hence the Rambam brings other reasons. Nevertheless, it's Mefurish and Rav Yosef's logic, as well as the Gemara in Kuf Chav Gimel Amabez in Masechta Shabbos, that if we're going to say that there is no Isser of Hotzah, there shouldn't be an Isser Muktzah. And inside again, Maskef L'Rav Yosef El Me'at Liflegu Ba'avonim. The fact that we don't have machlok stum beisham beis hillel in regards to racks, and they hold that it's mukta, even beis hillel, shma mina ba'otzah shalol tzarech pligi, that the machlok is, as we had originally suggested, that the issue between beis shammai and beis hillel revolve around whether we say, mitoch shehutra l'tzarech, hutrin nami shalol tzarech. The Gemara continues 7 lines from bottom, yubeis amin alf, va'af Rabbi Yochanan savar. He also understood that that's at the crux of the issue in the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. Because it was taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, if someone cooks a gid hanosha, which is prohibited to eat, in milk, on Yom Tov, and he eats it. So this is a famous sugya, makis on chaf lefam beis, Loka Chamesh. He gets 5 different sets of Malkus for 5 different surim, and the Gemara counts them. Loka Mishum Mevashel Gid, number 1. He's Chayiv for cooking on Yom Tov. Number 2, Veloka Mishum Ochel Gid, for eating the Gid, which is prohibited. Loka Mishum Mevashel Basa B'Chalav. He now cooked meat and milk together. Veloka Mishum Ochel Basa B'Chalav. And he gets Malkus for eating Basa B'Chalav. Veloka Mishum Havara. And he also gets Malkus for lighting a fire on Yom Tov. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to the Chacham who was teaching this brisa, "Poik tani lebra, take this brisa outside the base of Medrash, because there was something that you said that's not correct. Havara ubishol ain't a Mishnah. Havara and bishol, there is no Mishnah that states that you get Malkus for it on Yom Tov. V'imtim tzalamar Mishnah, And if you're going to say it's a Mishnah, that would be true, but Beis Shammai, that only follows Beis Shammai. The Amri, because Beis Shammai on Beitza, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, says, Lo Amri, Mitoch Shutrat Hotza Litzarech, Hotrunami Shalol Litzarech. Hachanami here too, Lo Amri, Beis Shammai would say that if you cook the Gid on Yom Tov, Mitoch Shutra Avar Litzarech, Hotrunami Shalol Litzarech, he would not say that. Lo Amri. The Beis Hillel, but according to Beis Hillel, Kivan Dami Mitoch Shutra Otzal Letzarech Chutrinami Shelo Letzarech Hachanami Mitoch Shutra Avar Letzarech Chutrinami Shelo Letzarech. So lighting the fire and Bishul would not be a problem according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hashem in the Halacha from the Daily Daf, we will discuss the parameters of Mitoch Shutra Melacha Letzarech Ochal Nefesh Chutrinami Shelo Letzarech Ochal Nefesh, and try to give some basic background in terms of Malachos that are permissible to do on Yom Tov. In the meantime, let's take a look at the next Mishnah. Eight lines on top of your base on base. Beis Shammayim, ein malichin chala umatonos lekayim biyom tov, bein shehur mu meemesh, bein shehur mu mehayon. One is not allowed to bring the appropriate portion of chala or the zroa lechayayim in keva, which are the special presents to the kohen from the animal. The zroa is like the shank bone, the area of the leg, lechayim, the breast. So those things are given to the kohen. What if he took off chala, or he took off these matanos for the kohen on Erev Yom Tov, or for that matter, he took it off on Yom Tov itself, you are still not allowed to bring it to the kohen on that day. Why it's usher according to Beis Shammai is actually quite difficult. As it will become clear from the end of the Mishnah, the prohibition started with the following phenomenon. And that is, Chazal were afraid that if people would take off Trumos and Maisris on Erev Yom Tov and bring them to the Kohen on Yom Tov itself, then they would end up taking off Trumos and Maisris on Yom Tov. And that is prohibited, at least on Shabbos, because it looks like you're making the food which is inedible, edible. If that would be so then when it comes to Trumos, which is usur on Shabbos to take off, and let's presume for a moment, even though the Gemara will challenge this, should be usur on Yom Tov as well. Similarly, Chala and Matanos, if you're going to allow someone to take it to the Kohen, they'll come to think that you're allowed to take off Trumos and Maisris as well. Notice I said Trumos and Maisris, the Pnei Yoshua and others point out that really Chala and the Zroya and Lechayayim and Keva should not be a problem. The Chala should not be a problem because you're allowed to take that off. And the Zroya, Lechayayim and Keva, there isn't a requirement to take off to be able to eat the food. So it wouldn't be a problem of Tikkun. Nevertheless, once Chazal prohibited taking the Trumas and Maisros in theory, so then the Chala and Matanos, according to Beis Shammai, as well, are going to be Aser. U'Beisil Matirin, but Beisil will say it's Mutter. Amalehem, Beis Shammai, Gzeirah Shava. Rashi points out this is not a Gzeirah Shava of the Torah, but it means a parallel of the Rabbanan. Gzeirah Shava, Chalo Matanos, Matana Lekoin, Utruma Matana Lekoin. We equate, as we were Masbir above, that the Chalo Matanos, both of them go to the Kohen, and Truma goes to the Kohen. Kishem Shem Alichnas HaTruma, just like you can't take the Truma, because we're afraid that you're going to come to take off the Truma on Yom Tov himself, which according to some opinions is prohibited. Tachim alichnas hamatanos, period. Amalem Beisil, loy! Beisil says, don't equate them. Ima martin betruma, when it comes to truma, sheina zakoi bahara mosa, that the halacha is, that you're not allowed to take off the truma. Taimru b'matanos, shizakoi bahara mosa, that you're allowed to take off the matanos zra l'chayayim v'keva, because there's no tikkun that's taking place, as well as hafroshes chalo. The Gemara analyzes three lines before the wide, our Mishnah. The our Mishnah is talking about whether he had separated the challah today or slaughtered the animal today, as well as it was taken off yesterday or was slaughtered yesterday. Mani masnisen. If that would be so, then our Mishnah would be consistent with neither lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda el Achim. it would only follow the opinion of Achim, but neither Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. This annual market continues on first white line, you base on a base, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosefta teaches us, Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo nechliku beisham beisil al matona shahur mume erev yomtiv. If it was already separated on erev yomtiv, shemalichin ima matona shahur mume hayom. That you're allowed to take the ones that have been separated on erev yomtiv with the ones, the Zroi l'chaim and keva that were separated today. Vishinishketu me hayom. And the animal that was slaughtered today, excuse me, I said hormu as the Zroi l'chayayim, I meant to say that that's chala, and here we're talking about the Zroi l'chayayim, shenishketu me'ayom. If it was slaughtered today, lo nechliku el alichem bifnei atzman, to take the Zroi l'chayayim and the keva itself, shebeishamay omrim em alichem beisil omrim elichem. Then beishamay would say you can't take it. However, if you have matanos that were hermu from that day, so then in such a case, you could take the one from the previous day as well. Explains Rabbi Yehuda, what is Beis Shammai's logic? Rabbi Yehuda explains, V'kachoye Beis Shammai don in chala u'matanos, matana l'koin, u'truma matana l'koin. Just like truma is a present to the coin, so too chala matanos are a present to the coin. K'shem she'em alichin es ha'truma. Just like the halachi is that you can't bring the truma that was separated on Yom Tov, kachem malichin es hamatanos. So too, you can't bring the matanos from Erev Yom Tov. Amar lehem Beisila, Beisila rejects that, Reb Yehuda explains. Loi, ima martin betruma, when it comes to truma, she'ena zakoi bahara masa. There, you're not supposed to take off the truma on Yom Tov. Tamar matanos she'zakoi bahara masan. In contrast to the matanos, that you're allowed to take it off, hence there should be no problem. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are of the opinion that you're allowed to take matanos. Whether, and here Rabbi Yossi is different than Rabbi Yehuda, whether they were taken off before Yom Tov or not, Amar Rabbi Yossi lo nechliku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel matanos shemalichin. Those you could certainly bring. Lo nechliku el ala truma. The machlokes was only in regards to truma. There Beis Shammai says that you can't take. However, Beis Hillel oimrim meilichin, but Beis Hillel will say that you can take. V'kach hayu Beis Hillel donin. And what was the rationale for Beis Hillel? Donin chala u'matanos. Matano l'kohen. The chala matanos are matana l'koin, utruma matana l'koin. K'shem shemalichin es hamatanos, kach malochin es hatruma, that you could take the truma as well. Amar lehem Beis Shammai, but Beis Shammai objected, loy, im amartim b'matanos, shezakoi baramos, and you're allowed to take off the zera l'chayayim and the keva on Yom Tov, because there is no iser on the food beforehand, and therefore there's no appearance as if you're doing a tikkun on Yom Tov. Teimer betruma, she'ein zakoi baramasam. In contrast to truma, that you're not allowed to take off the truma, the Gemara assumes over here, because the food is tevel beforehand, hence, the halacha would be that you're not allowed to bring the truma to the kohen as well. And you can't bring a raya from the halacha of Zroi l'chayayim v'keva. So we see already different approaches between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara is quite complicated because we're giving different opinions of the Tanoim of what exactly Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing about. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai says you can't even take the matanos shehurmu me'erev yom tif ima matanos shehurmu me'ayom. According to Rabbi Yossi, the machlokis is only in regards to truma. Now we have a third sheet of what the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is. Loi nechliku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel truma she'ein molichin. Everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that you can't carry the truma. As we said before, once there is an iser of taking off the truma, then they said you can't take the truma to the kohen, can't bring it, let's use the word bring, you can't bring it to the kohen, lest you come to take it off, lest you come to be mafrish on Yom Tov. And both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree with that. Lo nechliku el ala matanos, but they're disagreeing in regards to chala and the zera l'chayayim and keva. Beis Shammai omrim eim alichin, Beis Hillel omrim alichin. Beis Shammai says that you can't bring it, and Beis Hillel says that you can. Leima acherimi, v'loi Reb Yehuda. analyzes the Gemara, it seems, based on our original understanding of our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai is prohibiting that one to bring the challah and the zroyayin lechayayin mekeva, even if it was already prepared yesterday, that is consistent with the shita of Beis Shammai according to Acherim, that always prohibits matanos to be brought to the Kohen on Yom Tov, while Beis Hillel permits. Lema Acherim hi v'lo Rebbe Yehuda. That would seem to be consistent with Acherim and not like Rebbe Yehuda, because Rebbe Yehuda seemed to say that if there are matanos shehurmu me'erev Yom Tov, then molichinim matanos shehurmu me'hayom, that you're allowed to bring it in a case of where there is a Yisrael l'chayayim v'keva that you slaughter today. And our Mishnah seems to prohibit across the board according to Beis Shammai. Amar Rava, miktani shehurmu me'ayom v'shenishchetu me'ayom, shehurmu ktani. It doesn't say that according to Beis Shammai it was prohibited if there was slaughter today or challah that was taken off on that day. Ula'olam shchitas me'emesh. Really, you could say, says Rava, that Beis Shammai prohibits only in a case of where that it was slaughtered yesterday. Says the Gemara, if that would be so, lema Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Acherim, then the Mishnah is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda and inconsistent with Acherim. Says the Gemara, afilu teim Acherim. No, we could find a way that it could work even according to Acherim. U'bahanach dinishketu me'emesh. And we're talking about a case that you have zroim l'chayayim and keva from animals that were slaughtered erev Yom Tov. And even according to Acherim, Beis Shammai would say, if it was slaughtered on Yom Tov itself, it would be permissible to bring them the coin. Asks the Gemara, Yihachi Hainu Rebbe Yehuda. If that would be so, then Acherim are not in disagreement with Rebbe Yehuda. They're the same Shita. Answers the Gemara, Ika Beinayu Tfeila. Their machlokis between Rebbe Yehuda and the Acherim would be matanos from yesterday, if you're allowed to take them with behemos shenishchetu b'yom tov. According to Rebbe Yehuda, it's beferish that it's mutter. However, Acherim hold that once Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to take the matanos from yesterday, so then in such a case, you're not allowed to make that tofel to behemos that were nishchat hayom, and Acherim would prohibit any type of bringing of matanos from behemos that were nishchat me'erev Yom Tov, even if you're bringing it with behemos shenishchet hayom. And our Mishnah is not talking about keilos of tefela. Our Mishnah then could read both according to Acherim and Reb Yehuda, and that is that Beis Shammai is machmir when it comes to a behema that was slaughtered on erev Yom Tov. Then in such a case, the Zroa L'chayim and the Keva cannot be brought to the Kohen on Yom Tov. According to the Pnei Yoshua, the fundamental Svara of Beis Shammai will be that if something was slaughtered on Erev Yom Tov, you should have taken off the Zroa L'chayim and Keva already on Erev Yom Tov. In contrast, if it was slaughtered on Yom Tov itself, so then in such a case, as we saw, there are opinions, Rebbe Yehuda and Acherim, that will say, even if it was Nishchat Hayom, then Beis Shammai would allow, because there was no way that you could have done it on Erev Yom Tov. In contrast to whether if it was Nishchat on Erev Yom Tov, then in such a case, we would not allow you to be Matriach on Yom Tov itself. That would be the basic Svara in our Gemara. Halacha Lamaisa concludes the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, 12 lines from the bottom. Halacha ke Rabbi Yosi. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that you could take Zorah L'chayim Akeva even if it was Nishchat on Yom Tov. The Machlokis is going to be in regards to Truma between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rav Tuvi, Braid Rav Nechemya, Havale Garva de Chamra de Truma. He had a barrel of wine of Truma. Asal Kamedu Rav Yosef, Amalei Malim Tuyi Lekoyen Eidna. Am I allowed now to send it to the Kohen? Amalei Hachem Rav Yudam Shmuel, Halacha Ke Rav Yosi. The Halacha is like Rav Yosi, that there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether you're allowed to take the Truma, and Halacha Lamaisa, you're allowed to take the Truma to the Kohen on Yom Tov, despite the fact that, according to many opinions, it would be prohibited to be mafrish the Truma on Yom Tov. We're going to conclude today's daf here. That is really the right place to stop the daf. It's quite strange why the printer put the two dots before Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because that is the conclusion, halacha l'maisa, in regards to the issues of taking Trumas and Maestras and Zroa L'chayayim the keva to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara will begin a new set of halachos in regards to Hilchos Yom Tov that have important implication for Hilchos Shabbos as well, and that is the sugya of molol melilos and separating wheat, which is a shayla of dosh, according to many, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Beitza. I hope, despite now going to help my wife with preparations before Shabbos HaGadol, that I will be able to post today the halachos of Mitoch as a general overview for Hilchos Yom Tov. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Beitza.